What have you done with your life? You are capable of so much more. You know it, but what are you going to do about it? The David Alliance Conference will excite you, ignite you, and equip you with surgical precision to be who God created you to be. Excuses be damned. Time to change the world, boys. 7 speakers, extremely diverse backgrounds, share the unadulterated truth of being a man in everything, in your finances, fighting, fitness, family, faith, and of course, as a felon and as a former. This men's conference, you want. This men's conference, you need. This men's conference will actually make a difference in your life. March 20th and 21st in Lakeville, Minnesota at Celebration Church. Come join the other men and let's start something that changes the world.
Wake the faith up, giant killer! Yes, we are one day closer to our Friday challenge. If you don't know what that is, check in tomorrow and you'll know. It's every Friday. So, today's Thursday. Thank you for checking in. Hey, thanks for the emails, Rick. I will get back to you as soon as I possibly can. Guys, you've been shooting emails asking for the PDF. Thanks for posting it on your social media, hanging up the posters at your church, etc. I recently had someone say our church doesn't promote stuff that's, you know, not put on by our church. I get it. Don't worry. Don't sweat it. You can still promote it within your own circle of friends. Hand some posters out. Whatever you want to do. We're just thrilled because, look, it is almost exactly 1 month away. And I'm going to highlight a few more things coming up on this conference real quick. But trust me, gentlemen, it'll be the best money you ever spent. And if you don't think so, I will refund your money. It's going to rock. It's going to be amazing. And more than anything, you will be equipped to take on the world in almost every area of life. That's the goal. Now, you can reach out to us at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com if you want a poster or any of the PDF promotional materials. Let us know. And again, thank you for sharing the podcast. I keep getting emails and just Facebook messages of people who stumble on the podcast, a friend recommends it, and then they go on a binge listen. And that makes my day, man. I love it when people go, yeah, and then I listen to like 40 in a row. That's fantastic. You know what? I'm surprised you don't get tired of me. I know my wife does, but well, that's another story. So today I'm going to read 2 big portions of scripture, but I want to start with this question. What makes you groan? What makes you shout? What fills your lungs with ecstasy? Kind of an odd question. Let's read. We're looking at Romans chapter 8, the first piece of scripture, reading 19 through 23. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the children of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not of its own, but by the will of the one who subjected, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to decay and will obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. This is where it gets good. We know that the whole creation has been groaning in labor pains until now, and not only the creation, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit groan inwardly while we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. Now let's jump to Luke 19, just a couple of verses. When he reached the place, this was Jesus, when he reached the place where the road started down the Mount of Olives, all of his followers began to shout and sing as they walked along, praising God for all the wonderful miracles they had seen. Blessings on the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven. But some of the Pharisees among the crowd said, Teacher, rebuke your followers for saying things like that. And he replied, If they kept quiet, the stones along the road would burst into cheers. The stones themselves would cry out if man does not give God praise. My question today is, what makes you groan? What makes you shout? What fills your lungs with ecstasy? What are the things you love to talk about? You have to talk about. You just have to share. Is it Jesus? Huh? See, the Bible says all of creation wants to shout or groan, meaning it's in our human DNA to want to shout and groan about something. We want to make something known. You know, have you ever been so excited about something you just can't wait to tell people about it? What would that thing be? What's her name? What did you buy? Where did you go? What was the promotion you received? Usually those are the things that make us begin to talk and exclaim and groan and yell and shout, whether good or bad. You know what? If we don't know Jesus, then we try to live that groan and that shout and that exclamation, we try to live it out in other things. Maybe not sinful behavior, but we try to find things to get excited about when we're not simply excited about Jesus. Have you ever thought, why is it hard for some people to witness? Or maybe you've asked yourself, why is it hard for me to witness? My guess is because you haven't fallen deeply in love with Jesus. When you fall head over heels deeply in love with Jesus, you have to tell people about him. You have to. It's like that inner groan. It's got to come out. It's just, I've got to share. I've got to pray. I've got to talk. I've got to believe for people. I got to talk to people. It's just something you love to do. You don't have to discipline yourself to do it, or twist your arm to do it, or build up enough courage to do it. It's just in you. He's changed your life. He's madly in love with you. You're madly in love with him. And it just oozes out. So, if it's hard for you to talk about Jesus, maybe that means you haven't taken enough time to fall in love with him. See, there are two keys behind a relationship with Jesus. One, it's so important to stay in touch and in love with Jesus, because out of our relationship flows all of our wants and our desires. Out of our relationship with God flows all of our wants and our desires. And if we're not in love with Jesus, then our wants and desires become internal and fleshly and worldly. And secondly, we need to stay in love with Jesus, because that is what will cause us to yell from the mountaintops about what an amazing Savior he is and about the relationship we have. So if it's hard for you, don't muscle down. Don't grit your teeth. Don't, I'm going to do this. Just take more time to fall in love with Jesus and watch what happens. This is Garth Heckman at the David Alliance. Thanks for checking us out at thedavidalliance.com. Thank you for rating the podcast and sharing the podcast and promoting the conference March 20th, 21st at Celebration Church in Lakeville, Minnesota. And until tomorrow, keep slaying giants.